Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. I'm Jason.
And I'm Shelby.
And thank you so much for joining us as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. This week, we're going to be talking about Simple Truth 34. And as you noticed with the intro, we're doing something a little bit different. And I've asked, I don't know that it was necessarily an ask, Shelby. as you know, Shelby Jolly in our office is going to be joining on these podcasts because the reality is two voices are always better than one. So, Shelby, what are we talking about today?
So today is Simple Truth number 34, which is a relationship with no trust is like a cell phone with no service or internet. All you can do is play games.
And you know, as much as I love to play games on my phone, which is not a good thing because, well, I spend too much time on it. But regardless, I think the key thing is what we're talking about here today is when we don't have that service or internet, what we're getting at is the connection, the connection that we have with those that we serve. And the key theme for today is authenticity. So what does that mean to you, or what does that look like for you, Shelby?
Yeah, so authenticity is really about being your true self, I feel like, and that you're not trying to be someone else. You're not trying to act like you know it all. And, you know, and really, I think this boils down to living by your values. And, you know, it comes back to living with integrity and respect and really being able to admit when you're wrong and admit that you have weaknesses. No one thinks you're perfect, and I don't think you should act that way. So that's what it boils down to me.
You know, and I love that because we've talked about this several times, but I think it comes back to one of the main themes that we see in all of the values flyers that have been put together for each of our universities, and that is people first. Mm-hmm. I think what we're getting at, and I think an easy way for us to really bring this down is people first.
Yeah.
You know, be willing to put the relationship first. Yeah. Because we've seen time and time and time again that when we take care of our people, they take care of everything else.
Yeah, I really like that relationship. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, tell everybody your deepest, darkest secrets, like you've said before, mm-hmm. but really, you know, asking about their family and trying to get to know them as a person, not just this is, you know, someone that works in the office, but really actually trying to see them as an actual person that has a life outside of work.
You know, Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley in this lesson, they give us, you know, some insight. Most of it we've discussed, right? It's the what you see is what you get kind of mentality. It's about sincerity. It's about energy, engagement. And we all bring something different to the table. But ultimately, what they encourage is that we need to be real. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about real, yes, it's kind of an acronym, but it's being authentic through that. So let's work through that. And so again, for those that are in the Simple Truths book, we're on page 91. So I'll go ahead and start here. The R in being real is reveal information about yourself. Let your team get to know you as a person, not just a boss. Again, I think we need to clarify this because we're not saying tell everybody your deepest, darkest secrets, but at the same time, we all have a life outside of work.
Yeah.
Think about those relationships you've developed when you're able to connect with others, right? And it's amazing how many similarities we may have. Maybe we don't, but it's a great opportunity for us to be curious. How, you know, Shelby, for this one, reveal information about yourself. How would you describe this?
Well, you know, I think that when people get to know you as a person and not just a boss, you almost get to build that trust that, okay, this is actually like a normal person and not someone that's the vice chancellor or, you know, just that title, I guess, but an actual person. And I think whenever you start to realize that they're an actual person outside of work too, you can kind of build that trust by seeing that, okay, they're normal, they make mistakes, and you know, kind of move on from there and grow as a team from there.
Well, and you know, it makes me even think this morning when we came in, mm-hmm. right? And what was the first question we asked? How was your weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you do over the weekend, right? And that took what, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, but yet it gives you and I an opportunity to continue building our, you know, workplace relationship, right? And it gives us an opportunity to talk about our families, talk about what's going on, because those are important to us. And so I don't think you can fault anyone for being real about that. But again, it's ensuring that we are willing to be transparent when it's appropriate to do so.
I like that. Transparency when appropriate.
Right. Yeah. So the second one, or the E in real, is engage people as individuals. Everyone wants to be seen as an individual, not just as a number who shows up to do a job. And you know, what's so interesting with this one, I go back to my career and I think to my very first job when I was out of college, I worked for a large organization and I actually would say, I'm okay with just being a number. I wanted to show up, do my job. People knew me by my, you know, we had a badge, obviously a badge number, but it was, what was your, oh, I'm blanking on it. Doesn't matter. But what was your, basically your DSN, your department serial number? And mine was 1368. And so people knew me as 1368, right? And I was okay with that. But then as I've grown further, and then I went and worked for a small agency, I wasn't 7147, I was Jason. Mm-hmm. And community members knew me as Jason. I wasn't just a number. And I started seeing the difference when you're looked at just as a number versus as a person. Yeah. And you know that Steve talks a lot about, you know, show respect, and the greatest thing you can do is call someone by their name, right? Yeah. And that has had a profound impact, not only on me, but on those that he tells, you know, that story to and everything.
Yes.
So again, how can you make those that are around you feel more than just another employee?
Well, and I think this goes back to, I'm pretty sure that Steve has talked about this actually, transactional versus relational,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, what kind of business do you want to be? Do you want to be a transactional one where it's only about the transaction and, you know, it is about the number? Or do you want to be a relational business where you actually get to know that person and you're not just a number?
Well, and that's a big decision that we have to make, right? And I think that goes back to us being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. The A is acknowledge team member contributions. People are starving for praise and recognition for their good work. Give it to them. You know, what did I show you this morning?
A letter from a team member.
Yeah, it was a thank you note, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I had said, this is great confirmation. And, you know, here's the deal. We put out a lot of work in this office, right? And I had even had made this comment the other day. Somebody had sought me out when I was at another university and said, hey, I just want you to know how much I appreciate the work that you guys are doing. I used the stuff that you talked about and it was really beneficial. And I had told them, I said, man, thank you for that. It's not often that we hear, you know, that our work is having a positive impact. And ultimately, that's what we want to do, right? We yeah. want our work to be meaningful, to be valuable. And so to hear that was really uplifting. It was encouraging. And then this morning to come in and see this thank you note, again, it's a motivator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be public. It doesn't have to be anything, even though I'm talking about it. But it doesn't have to be any of that. Yet something little, something small can mean so much. And I know, you know, kind of where we're at now as we're growing and building an office, even those little points of feedback are just so valuable.
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes we get in our heads and we start thinking, okay, is this affecting anybody? Is anybody even taking what we're saying and applying it? Is it worth what we're doing? You know, and so I think, you know, not even just for our office, but just in general, like, why am I doing this? You know, so just seeing those or hearing a little bit of feedback is really nice, you know, in our office, we do the challenge coins. And so even just getting those or getting one of the letters, the hero's letters, you know, that you've lived by one of the values, that's just a really nice little recognition.
It's amazing what just a little bit of gratitude can do for others. Mm-hmm. It really is. And we talked about this several episodes ago where, you know, say please, say thank you when somebody provides you feedback. And I had mentioned how at times I want to dismiss a thank you or dismiss a good job. But yet even since then, I've been much more intentional about thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Even though inside I'm just like, oh, please, you know, because it's while we may have the viewpoint that it's not about me, again, we all deserve, mm-hmm. I'm going to use that word very intentionally, we all deserve that recognition here and there, right? About the work you're doing is meaningful.
Yeah, agreed.
The last point here is listen to learn. And in all honesty, unintentionally, but I think this is a nice kickoff for what's to come here in April, mm-hmm. when you and I spend some time talking about listening. Mm-hmm. There was a book that someone recommended to me. You know, Shelby, you've taken the lead and have read it. This idea of listening can be so, so difficult. And so I think it's important for us to really make sure that we're putting our effort. And how Randy Conley and Ken Blanchard describe it is when you interact with people, spend more time listening than talking. Look for ways to incorporate their feedback and ideas into your decisions. You know, this, to me, it goes back to the power of choice. Mm-hmm. You receive feedback, you have the choice to decide whether or not you want to implement it.
Yeah.
But what little nuggets can you offer on this one, Shelby?
Well, you know, I think I was talking to someone in the office, and they were, you know, looking at me reading the book, and they said, well, what have you learned about listening? And I said, well, that I need to do a lot better at it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just listening, but actually focusing on what they're saying and like really giving it your attention, not just letting it go in one ear and out the other. And one of the things that really stuck out to me, and I wrote it down from, it was in chapter one, and it said, listening is the willingness to have your mind changed.
Wow.
Yeah, that really just stuck with me because, you know, sometimes we're not wanting to have our minds changed. We're willing to hear it out, but it's not really going to do anything to us. It's not going to change our mind. And so I think with that, you know, feedback, it's the willingness to give that attention. It may not, you know, just like you've talked about, you can take the feedback however you want, but it's the willingness to listen to it, I guess.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I love that. That's powerful because, again, we're not saying that if somebody gives you feedback, you have to do something with it, mm-hmm. but it's a willingness. And when we're willing, it means we're open.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, this book is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I can't wait. April's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to post a lot of podcasts. But again, it's going to be worth it.
Yes.
So Shelby, final thoughts.
So yeah, just being your authentic self, making sure that you are being true to your values and being true to who you are, showing up as your true self and just not trying to be anybody else.
Absolutely. And again, appreciate who you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that again. I want everyone to appreciate who you are because you make a difference. You are unique. You are you, and you make such a positive difference. So if I can leave you with anything, appreciate who you are and what you bring to those around you.
There's only one of you.
Exactly. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let us know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, I'm Jason.
And I'm Shelby.
Take care.